One of the reasons our primary driver for us working with DPL is bringing products and services to our clients, which are advisors, that they in turn bring to their clients.
Hear how this firm used DPL's tools and technology to make the transition to independence. You're listening to Advisor Revelations.
Hello, and welcome to the Advisors Revelation Podcast. I am PJ Perry, Regional Vice President of the Member Success at DPL Financial Partners. Today, we will discuss engaging clients about why annuities make sense for financial planning. Today, we are joined by Jody Goss, Managing Partner and Private Wealth Advisor with William Joseph Capital Management. Jody, thanks for taking the time for us here today.
PJ, thank you for asking me. I'm excited to be here. I really appreciate the opportunity.
Well, before we start our discussion today, I want to remind all of our listeners to please subscribe to the podcast on your favorite streaming app for updates. If anything we talk about today interests you, please be sure to contact a DPL consultant on our website, dplfp.com. Again, that is dplfp.com. All right, Jody, to help our listeners better understand your firm and your experience, can you tell us a little bit more about yourself and your role at William Joseph?
Sure. So I've been in the insurance business for over three decades now. It's hard to believe 30 years flies by, especially whenever you really enjoy what you do. And I've been blessed to have that. In that time, my primary role has really been helping financial service professionals build and grow their practices. In William Joseph Capital as an ensemble RIA has that same goal, really work hard to support advisors to help them make it easy to grow and easy to service their business. And certainly, and that's the genesis to our partnership with you all. I feel like you have the same philosophy, make it easy to offer products and services that support our business.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think we definitely see eye to eye on that. And, you know, you're a welcome member, that's for sure. And as a new member of the DPL family of RIA firms, do you mind sharing with our listeners the factors that caused you to seek a partnership with DPL and how your firm historically has viewed annuities?
Sure. So as I mentioned, philosophically, we want to help folks grow their practice, implementing services, products into what they're doing as easy and convenient as possible. And that's really what DPL did for us in the advisory space. As an RIA, we are a decade old and primarily have focused on advisory products outside of the insurance space. However, being in the insurance business, I obviously had familiarity with the more traditional types of insurance, not in the variable space, but in the fixed space. But we're RIA only. And so not being part of a broker-dealer, we really identified a need to help advisors that are leaving the broker-dealer world, going 100% advisory, but would like to continue to service a book. Maybe it's a legacy book that they had, or maybe it's business that they run into whenever they're bringing on a new client. That client has a legacy piece of business that our advisor needs help servicing. So that was kind of the initial space that we wanted to help, or void that we wanted to fill, if you will. But obviously, in conjunction with that is really tapping into your depth of knowledge, DPL's depth of knowledge, the breadth of product that you offer in the advisory space, that quite frankly, we wouldn't have the know-how or the expertise to bring that level of offering immediately to the folks that do business with us. And so that was one of the reasons our primary driver for us working with DPL is bringing products and services to our clients, which are advisors, that they can in turn bring to their clients.
Yeah, absolutely. And I know we've hit the ground running and it's been a good experience thus far, but let's talk a little bit about communicating with clients and getting them to really understand or grasp the concept of utilizing those annuities in their portfolios, right? So individual investors, particularly those nearing or in retirement, often seek guaranteed income streams to alleviate the fear of outliving their savings, which is a theme we're hearing a lot right now. The desire for financial security and predictability significantly influences their investment decisions. The question of how to best address the concept of guaranteed income is becoming a central theme in the financial planning discussions with investors. as client education is a major focus at William Joseph, I know you and I have done a few webinars already. How has DPL helped your advisors to effectively communicate the value of annuities and the benefits of that guaranteed lifetime income stream?
So as you just stated there, education is critical. First and foremost, for our team, is educating the advisors that do business with us. How to utilize an annuity, how to position an annuity in a client's portfolio to address the concerns that their customers have. We don't want to lead with a product, but a product is often a solution to a problem that the end user has. So as I mentioned before, education is important. To that end, we run monthly webinars, particularly to our clients. The database of clients we have is several thousand. So we support the advisors in actually putting together those monthly webinars for them, inviting clients to the webinars to help their clients understand various concepts, various vehicles. Obviously, the webinar that you helped us with on the annuity is an example of that. The other thing that you have done at DPL, which we're tremendously appreciative of, is actually putting together a webinar that was client interfacing. Your marketing team did an amazing job of preparing the PowerPoint presentation. You obviously made the presentation on behalf of the firm. But in addition to that, some white labeled marketing materials, brochures and the like, that can be very, or is very useful for our advisors to present the use of an annuity in their retirement planning. I think the other thing that came out of that webinar was education for the advisor as to how to position an annuity and how to converse with a customer, because it was a customer webinar, on the use of an annuity.
Yeah, absolutely. And I certainly enjoyed doing that. And correct me if I'm wrong, but you do have a recording on hand that you've been able to share with some of the William Joseph advisors, correct?
Yeah, no, exactly. We've been able to make that an evergreen program that we can bring to the advisors and their clients.
Yeah, absolutely. Alrighty. Well, next topic, along with financial planning, investment management, William Joseph offers a wide array of services, including retirement plan management, trust management, and bespoke offerings for high net worth clients. How important is technology integration in your ability to deliver that holistic solution, including annuities, to retirement planning?
So yeah, technology is critical. We are living in a very fast-paced world, very fast-paced environment. And if you don't keep up, you get left behind. So technology, the adoption of technology, the use of technology is invaluable to our firm. In utilizing the technology that DPL brings on their platform, such as the analysis software that you have to analyze an existing product, making a comparison to an advisory product, and that way our advisors can be confident in bringing the solution to their clients. That's one. The other is the analysis of risk-based tolerance, if you will, within the retirement income space. Having those tools, the technology that DPL offers our advisors as part of our membership with you, really helps to transform those conversations that our advisors are having with their clients. And it brings some black and white evidence to the table as to why they should utilize an annuity in the plan.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's certainly an idea that DPL believes in, right? I mean, one, it helps you educate clients, but also two, it's going to help you kind of scale your business and more effectively kind of introduce those concepts to the client. So I'm glad we were able to partner and kind of lean into that tech-centric focus and then kind of help your clients understand, but also implement a little bit easier. So, Jody, kind of in the same vein of what we were just talking about, let's talk a little bit more about William Joseph and your strategies. In terms of the future and growth strategy, what is next for you guys?
So thanks for asking. Good question. Just a little bit of background of the firm before I completely answer that question. As a firm, when we started by partnering with insurance agents to add advisory business to what they were doing, their offering to their clients. And so when we started, we had to really start from scratch as far as having a support system, an ecosystem in place that enabled an advisor to easily offer these products and services to their clients. Well, we've taken that platform, what we've learned, in helping an advisor going from zero to tens of millions, hundreds of millions of dollars. We've taken that platform and now we're utilizing it to bring on experienced advisors with books of business to help support that book of business. Perhaps they're thinking about a transition, an exit strategy in the near future. How can we support them in reaching that goal? Or in the world that we live in, more and more advisors are considering leaving mother broker-dealer, as emotionally difficult as that can be at times. But they realize the puck is not moving towards RIA only. The puck is there. This is where the game's at. So how can we as a RIA-only firm who has no broker-dealer affiliation really support an advisor in making that move to 100% advisory business? Obviously, disengaging with the broker-dealer, DPL is very instrumental in helping us do that. But also having the ecosystem in place to support that advisor on a business level, on an emotional level, and even on a practical level, and what are the nuances that are needed to go 100% advisory? That's where we have been heading. That's where we'll continue to head. We have no desire to align ourselves with a broker-dealer. We think our unique value proposition is being 100% RIA and knowing that space extremely well, and then supporting advisors that want to join us in being RIA only or advisory only.
Just to wrap it up here, I would just say thank you everybody for listening. And thank you, of course, to Jody. Any closing thoughts or comments or anything you know you would like to mention before we leave?
Well, just once again, thank you for the opportunity to share my experience in working with DPL and look forward to a prosperous and productive future with you.
Absolutely. So thanks everybody for being with us here today. And again, let's connect at dplfp.com. I repeat, dplfp.com. And go ahead and subscribe for more podcasts anywhere you listen to them. And we'll get you next time.
Thanks, BJ.
Thanks for listening. To hear more advisor revelations, go to dplfp.com and subscribe on your favorite podcast streaming app.